the book Hebrews, part 320. I'm Professor Hans Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I also have a lot of Afrikaans books. The books in English and Afrikaans is around about 23 books which I've written already. I'm currently busy writing another 3 books. But if you in the position to read Afrikaans, there's a lot of information that you can obtain as well. Or otherwise, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. The restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 Bible, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on. The one that Dr. Joseph Brian Rotsenham have translated it in 1860. Hallelujah. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, or if you need any information, it's +27 international code for South Africa, WhatsApp number. The number is 0722-367-124, or you just go to my website, Yahushua is the Afrikaans website, Yaffa, yahvah.co.za. You can see it on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Hallelujah. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Especially if you have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you must use it. The 1902 Emphasis Bible, the Rotterdam Emphasis Bible, it's not Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam Bible. The 1902 says Yahweh and God and Lord and Jesus. That's all the names he took out in the Restoration Bible, which he replaced with Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Provenus. Hallelujah. Friday, how quickly does the time go? We are busy with Hebrews 12, chapter 12, with verse 13. Now, Apostle Paul says here in verse 13, and make straight. Now, after yesterday, we saw that we need to have a posture presenting the kingdom of Yahushua, being ambassadors and ambassadors of the kingdom of Yahushua on earth. So when people see us, apart from that we believe something else that the Christians believe, because we are not Christians, do you know that? Christians is Catholics. Constantine in 327 AY, after Yahushua, at the Council of Nicene, he created the word Christian. Christ-like. There was never a word like Christian. The Catholic Church has created the word Christian. And even on News Bulletin, when he talks about the Christian Church has decided this, and the Christian Church is the Pope, is the Roman Catholic Church. Those that live in St. Peter's Basilica, the Catholic Church, they called Christians. And from Christians, they created the word Protestants in the 16th century, referring to those that broke away from the Christian movement. No, today they call them all Christians, even the Protestant and the Charismatics. It's all the right hand and the left hand of the Catholic Church, the Protestants and the Charismatics. We are Yahvist with a V, Yahvist. We are followers of Yahushua. And that's why Yahushua's followers could never have been called Christians, because the name doesn't exist. Only nearly 400 years later, 327 years later, in the 4th century after Yahushua, then only the name Christian came about. Like the name Jesus never existed. Never in the ancient Bibles. But why? Because there's no letter J. There was no J in the Greek or the Hebrew. Even the ancient Greek and the ancient Hebrew. It only was created in the 16th century. Go and look at AI. Go to AI and just ask, when was the letter J created? And you will fall out of your chair. You better take a seatbelt or two. Because you will find that the letter J never existed. And that's why this man Jesus, who's the sun god, who's the same as Nimrod, the sun god, Ra, the Egyptian god, the Egyptian sun god, Amen Ra, Zeus, the sun god for the Greeks, Isis, the sun god for the Romans, became Jesus in the 16th century, which is the sun god. Jesus, sun god. His name would never exist. He's just over 600 years old. That's most of the time I say, I don't know him. He hasn't died for my sins. Yes, we didn't know. We were so holy on the name Jesus. To me, as until 15, 16 years ago, it was everything. And that's why when Kay started with me, about this names, this Hebrew names, and it's not a Hebrew religion, it's just calling him in the names that exist 2,000 years ago, which was his names. When the angel says to Miriam and to Joseph, you must call his name Yahushua. He didn't say Jesus. Yeah, but it's in the Bible. This is the argument that they have. The Bible that I have is in the... That is wrong. That's why I preach against it. That's why I teach against it. And that's why all my pastors teach against it. It's not scriptural, not just the pastors, all the people. We have thousands of word students who's not studying for a degree, but they're busy studying the word. Just word studying. They don't receive diplomas and stuff because they don't write exams. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And this is what's important. To know that things that's in our Bibles, our current Bibles, that we received, which we grew up with since children, which we and our forefathers would die for, the name Jesus, it's a son God's name. So all those people, do they go to hell because they... No, they didn't know. They didn't know. As a young pastor, teaching and preaching in the name Jesus and God and Lord and Yahweh, miracles happen. Why? Because the Father is true to His word. Everything that you will ask in His name, and we didn't know better. He understood when we talked about God and Jesus and Lord and Yahweh. He understood that we were ignorant. We didn't knew. The speed sign laid in the grass, the law that says you must drive 60 kilometers an hour, is on a wooden pole, and the ants ate it. And now it fell in the grass. If you pass riding 90 kilometers an hour instead of 60 kilometers an hour, can the traffic cop give you a ticket? No. If you go back and you see there's no sign. The sign only has authority when it's visible. We functioned with a sign that we didn't know anything about. And that's why Yahweh was presenting His word in the power through Yahushua. And miracles did occur. But once we came to the revelation word, understanding that we function in the revelation names, we can't say we didn't know. That sign is there. It says, 60 kilometers. My name is not Jesus. My name is Yahshua. Hallelujah. Get my book, What is Your God's Name? You can start with the study, What is Your God's Name? On our website. Go to the website, just type in, What is Your God's Name? And start from part one. And follow it, just follow it. Go through it. Scripture after scripture. Get the book, What is Your God's Name? Now, after we noticed yesterday that the Bible says we have to have the fruits and we must pick up our lame hands and we must have a posture presenting Yahshua unto the world. To understand, for them to see, although we teach a different message. I just want to say something. I had a bookshop for nearly 8 years, 7.5 years. And one day, two pastors of the AFM church here in South Africa, young pastor and old pastor, they came to me. And they said they want to speak to me about this new religion I'm teaching about. This was about 7, 8 years ago. They want to speak to me about this new religion I'm teaching about. Then I says, can I explain to you something? You guys are actually teaching the new religion. No. Our Bible says Jesus. I said, but it's so new, it's only 600 years old. That which I'm teaching, this revelation word, in the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, is more than 2,000 years old. Yours is only 600 years, just over 600 years old. Mine is over 2,200 years, well, let's say 2,000 years. Which one is the oldest? So they got up and they just walked out without answering me. You see, all we need to do is we need to be polite. Why? Because we understand the word. We do not need to hide and backpedal. We can stand firm and have a posture as people that know what they believe. Now he says in Hebrews 12:13, after we've picked up the hands and the feeble knees, he says, and make straight the path for your feet. Walk straight. Don't walk like a drunkard. Doesn't know where he's going. And when you look at the internet today, with all the different things that they present, especially around the prophecy of the end time and the war in Iran and America and Israel, and it's going like this and like this. And I mean, Donald Trump is now trying to make a peace covenant for the second time. He made a covenant in September last year. It didn't last even 6 months. Now they want to make a covenant with Iran, and every time it says, this is Daniel 9:27, this is the final peace covenant, says it can't be, because it's not scriptural. If you are really interested, you can contact me. We have a timeline according to the word, in English also, that goes on your cell phone with the scriptures and everything, that you can make your own study. And if I'm not right, you have to call me and give me the scripture that says he's right. Instead, somebody else, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, got they asked for the timeline, which I sent them, and then they went to AI, and they feed the whole timeline into AI, and then AI came back and he says, this is the most accurate timeline that it has seen in its time of existence. That was the commentary of AI. It's the most accurate timeline, because all the scriptures is there, one after the other, and it's a straight timeline, starting from point A, B, C, D, just going on. So common and straightforward that the child of faith can understand what he says. Now he says here in Hebrews 12:13, and my right straight path for your feet, lest that which is lame We turned out of the way. Take that was a problem. Take it away. Take it away. But let it rather be healed. We're going into a weekend. If there's any lameness, if you can't get your arms up, if you can't be excited, this is the time to realize what Yahweh through Yahushua has given you, has given me. Let's lift up our hands and be joyful and have the posture of somebody that's got the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh in their lives. And make straight the path for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Take it away. Things that's bothering you, get it out of the way. But let it rather be healed in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Yahushua. When you use that name, Satan trembles in fear, because he knows he lost out more than 2,000 years on Calvary's Hill. There's our weekend. Let's just look for an opportunity to let our light shine and present the gospel to somebody else. Just start with him asking, what is your God's name? But then you have to know, what is his name? Till Monday, if his Father's will, be blessed. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.